Two salespeople walk into the same company on the same day. They receive identical training, sell identical products at identical prices, and work in the same territory. 5 years later, one drives a luxury car and vacations in Europe. The other struggles to pay rent. What creates this staggering divide? The answer isn't product knowledge, closing techniques, or even natural charisma. It's something far more fundamental, the invisible programming running between your ears. Your self-concept, that bundle of beliefs about who you are and what you're capable of, functions like a master operating system, determining every word you speak, every action you take, and ultimately, every dollar you earn. Harvard researchers studying 16,000 salespeople discovered that success factors were overwhelmingly mental rather than technical. The most shocking finding? Most people operate at just 10% of their potential effectiveness, leaving 90% of their capabilities untapped. Like a computer running on outdated software, your internal programming either propels you toward exceptional results or keeps you trapped in mediocrity. Your income isn't random. It's precisely calibrated to match an internal setting psychologists call your income self-concept. Think of it like a thermostat. Set your home thermostat to 68 degrees, and the system constantly adjusts to maintain that temperature. When the room gets warmer, the air conditioning kicks in. When it gets cooler, the heat turns on. Your income works exactly the same way. Psychologists discovered that salespeople never earn more than 10% above or below their internal income setting for any sustained period. Earn significantly more 1 month, and you'll unconsciously sabotage yourself, taking longer lunches, avoiding difficult calls, or making careless mistakes. Earn less, and suddenly you're energized, making extra calls and closing deals you'd normally miss. This isn't conscious behavior. It's your subconscious mind protecting the identity you've constructed. You can never earn more externally than you believe internally you're worth. Fear of rejection and failure paralyze most salespeople. The average salesperson works only 90 minutes per day face-to-face with customers. The rest vanishes into avoidance rituals, like coffee breaks, shuffling business cards, and busy work that generates zero revenue. Some even schedule appointments at opposite ends of town to create driving time between calls. Why? Because 80% of sales calls end in rejection, and our primitive brains interpret rejection as a survival threat. The antidote to fear isn't courage, it's competence. The better you become at any skill, the more your self-concept improves, and the less fear controls your behavior. Top performers invest relentlessly in training because mastery rewires your psychological operating system, transforming fear into confidence and hesitation into decisive action. Every improvement in sales performance begins with changing your self-concept in 7 critical areas: prospecting, building rapport, identifying needs, presenting, answering objections, closing, and generating referrals. Top earners aren't vaguely ambitious. They're surgically precise about their targets. They know exactly how much they'll earn this year, this month, this week, and today. They know how many calls generate appointments and how many presentations produce sales. Goals function like GPS coordinates for your subconscious mind. Without them, you're driving with no destination, making random turns, and wondering why you never arrive anywhere meaningful. Start with your annual income goal, realistic yet challenging, perhaps 25 to 50% above your best year. Write it down. This single act increases achievement likelihood by 1,000%. Calculate the required sales volume, then break it into monthly, weekly, and daily targets. Determine the specific activities, calls, appointments, presentations needed to generate those sales. While you can't control where individual sales come from, you absolutely control your activities. Most people stop short by setting financial goals without identifying the deeper reasons behind them. Create a list of 100 things you do, have, or become if you doubled your income. This exercise transforms abstract numbers into vivid emotional fuel that powers you through rejection and difficulty. People don't buy products, they buy better versions of themselves. Your prospect doesn't care about titanium frames or cloud architecture. They care about what's in it for them. People buy for two reasons: desire for gain and fear of loss. The critical insight? Fear of loss is 2.5 times more powerful than desire for gain. The most effective presentations show both what prospects gain by buying and what they lose by not buying. Beneath surface motivations lie deeper needs: money and security, acceptance, status, health, recognition, power, staying current, companionship, and personal growth. The highest level, transformation, commands premium prices because people pay almost anything to reach a fundamentally new level. Every buying decision is 100% emotional, then justified logically. When someone claims they're being logical, they simply have more emotion invested in that choice. Master triggering the right emotions while providing logical justification, and you'll close more sales. Sales success follows one rule: spend more time with better prospects. Creative prospecting starts with strategic thinking. Answer four questions. Who is your ideal customer? What makes your offering genuinely different? Which segments benefit most? Where should you concentrate for maximum return? Top performers ruthlessly prioritize high potential prospects. The greatest untapped market isn't current or competitors' customers, it's non-customers who could benefit but don't buy from anyone yet. These late adopters wait 2 to 4 years for market validation before purchasing. Master their buying cycles to capture them at peak readiness. Use the 20 idea method. Write your biggest challenge as a question: how can I double my income in 12 months? Then generate 20 answers. The 20th often contains your breakthrough. Do this 5 days weekly to generate 5,000 ideas annually while implementing 250, dramatically transforming your results. Your first contact has one purpose: securing a face-to-face appointment. Not explaining your product or discussing price, just getting the appointment. When they say, "I'm not interested," respond, "Most people in your industry felt the same way when I first called, but now they've become our best customers." When they ask what you're offering, "I'd love to tell you, but I have something I need to show you. You need to see it personally." Then immediately offer options. Would Tuesday morning work, or is Wednesday afternoon better? Before prospects listen, they need 5 assurances. You have something important to communicate, they're the right person, it won't take long, they're under no obligation, and you won't use high-pressure tactics. Never present standing up. No one buys standing up. 95% of first impressions come from appearance. Prospects assume your external presentation reflects your product's value. The best-dressed salespeople consistently earn the most. Professional appearance decreases price resistance. The top 20% of salespeople earn 16 times more than the bottom 80%. Like a racehorse winning by a nose but collecting 10 times the prize, the skill difference is surprisingly small. The separating qualities are well documented and completely learnable. Start by doing what you love. All highly successful people genuinely love their work. Commit to excellence by investing whatever time is necessary. Back your goals with persistence, refusing to consider failure. Commit to lifelong learning because your mind appreciates in value. Begin each day with a prioritized list prepared the night before, which alone increases productivity by 25%. Follow the leaders by identifying top performers and patterning yourself after them. Guard your integrity as sacred. People must trust you before they'll buy. Unlock your creativity by thinking of yourself as having genius-level potential. Finally, resolve to work harder than others for longer periods. 85% of self-made millionaires attribute their success to sustained hard work, not superior intelligence. You have unlimited potential to achieve your goals through excellence in selling. The question isn't whether you can join the top earners, it's whether you'll make the decision to start today.